The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case that will likely interest nearly all students in America and their parents. It concerns whether schools have the right to test all students for drugs as a condition for being allowed to participate in extracurricular activities. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
7 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that in a school system where drug use had reached epidemic proportions, the school board could impose drug testing on high school students as a condition of participating in athletics. The testing was justified for three major reasons, the court said. The drug problem existed primarily on sports teams, where student athletes had become leaders of a drug culture. Athletes on drugs faced a risk of serious injury, and athletes had lower privacy expectations than other students because of physical exams and the practice of communal showering and dressing. But in the aftermath of that decision, only a handful of school systems went ahead with drug testing students, according to the National School Boards Association. One that did was in Tecumseh, Oklahoma. Tecumseh, however, did not limit its drug testing to athletes. It required that anyone participating in any competitive after-school activities at all would be subject to drug testing. A student could refuse, but then he or she couldn't participate in any activity, from the academic team to choir to band or Future Homemakers of America. That did not sit well with junior Lindsay Earls or her parents. Earls was captain of the academic team and participated in choir, show choir, and marching band in hopes of winning a college music scholarship. So she didn't want to drop any of her activities, nor was she happy about the $8 fee the school was charging her parents to have her tested.
It really, for one thing, made me feel like I was guilty of something that I knew that I hadn't done, just because pretty much I felt like they were accusing us of being drug users, for one thing. And I also just felt like it was a complete invasion of all of our privacy. And I felt that just because we were students, they felt they had free rein to, you know, make us pee in a cup. I think that although we are in a school, we're still American citizens, and that comes first.
So Earls and her parents challenged the drug testing program in court, claiming it violated her constitutional right to be free from unreasonable searches.
Initially, they were really, really shocked, especially when they found out that it was me, because I've always been a goody-two-shoes, I guess. Like, they never would have expected me to stand up and make a big fuss about anything.
A federal district court found that drugs were not a major problem in the Tecumseh schools. Of the 505 kids tested in the first year, only three tested positive, and all were athletes. The judge nonetheless upheld the drug testing program, saying it would make no sense to require school officials to wait for an epidemic before taking peremptory measures. Earls appealed, and a federal circuit court struck down the program as an unconstitutional violation of her privacy. The court found that, unlike the case ruled on 7 years ago by the Supreme Court, in Tecumseh, the Board of Education's belief in the existence of a drug problem was based on nothing more than hearsay, much of it decades old, and anecdotes, most of them repeated by the same few parents. The Tecumseh School Board appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which will hear arguments in the case today. Linda Maioli represents the school board. She will argue that given the nature of the drug problem in America, such drug testing is justified.
I'll bet if you surveyed the schools across the nation, they would probably be all in agreement to drug test every child that enters the school because of the dangers of drugs as a whole in the schools. But I don't think we can do that.
Thus, she says, the school board has limited the testing to those engaged in competitive extracurricular activities. That isn't much of a limitation. It means the overwhelming majority of junior high and high school students will be tested, counters Graham Boyd of the ACLU, the lawyer for Lindsay Earls.
When you start drug testing choir girls and school debaters in a school with very little drug use, you're well on the way to drug testing every child in America.
The school board, however, believes it should be up to local communities to determine when they have a drug problem. Again, lawyer Linda Maioli.
What may not be a drug problem in the Washington, D.C. school district may be a very serious drug problem in a school district in Tecumseh, Oklahoma.
Lawyer Boyd is having none of it. He points to the school board's own statements made to the federal government in reports submitted in the years just before Tecumseh began its drug testing program. Those reports, submitted as part of federal funding applications, certified that the drug use in the schools was low, that in fact it had gone down. Indeed, the school system said its real problem was with alcohol and tobacco, Lawyer Boyd.
This is a small town in Oklahoma. They have cameras, drug dogs, and security guards regularly on alert. And yet, over the course of several years, they have only had two incidents the whole time in which drugs were involved, both times marijuana. So this is not a school with a drug problem.
The school board argues there are other justifications for its drug testing policy. The superintendent of schools has said that students are goodwill ambassadors when they travel and represent the school. And lawyer Linda Maioli cites other reasons.
These children are in the custody of school officials for much longer hours during the school day than regular students. They're there on the weekends. They're in their custody when they're traveling.
And she cites safety concerns, too. For example, the Future Farmers of America or band members.
We've got FFA kids that are walking around with trying to train 1,200-pound animals. That takes a lot of concentration. And there's a danger in that if you are under the influence of drugs. Band really is the same way. They go through some precise routines with some very heavy instruments. And if they're under the influence of drugs, not only can they hurt themselves, but the other kids that are marching right beside them at band.
Lawyer Boyd, representing Lindsay Earls, calls those arguments a stretch to try to fit the requirements laid out by the Supreme Court in its 1995 decision.
This high school is drug testing the vast majority of its students, and it's selecting students based on doing something that we should want them to do, participating in extracurricular activities.
Boyd notes that the Supreme Court's decision in the Earls case could have repercussions for adults, too. The High Court has ruled in the past that youngsters in school have fewer rights than adults because they're in the custodial care of the school. But for adults, Fourth Amendment cases turn on what our reasonable expectations of privacy are.
If urine testing for drugs becomes essentially a rite of passage in schools for all children everywhere, it will lower the expectations of privacy for all of us in a way that I think is quite frightening for the future and for future generations.
Since her case began, Lindsay Earls has graduated from high school and is a freshman at Dartmouth College. Her case ended up being something of an asset when she was applying to college.
All my essays, my admissions essays, were written about this because I basically wrote them from an essay that I won the Youth Activism Award with.
Whether she wins in the Supreme Court, too, is now up to the justices. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.